What was that? Sorry, you cut out for a second. Are you guys like pulled over on the side of the road right now?
No, we're parked in front of my mom's house.
Oh, okay. Rosa and Mario live on a farm in Jayuya, a small town in the central mountains of Puerto Rico. They lost power 7 months ago when Hurricane Maria leveled the island, and they've yet to get it back. We were able to catch up with them in early March when they went into San Juan to visit her mother and access electricity.
We haven't had electricity since before the hurricane. That was September 10.
So it's now been
5 like, months. And 5 and a half months, I think.
What's it like to not have power for 5 and a half months?
It's surreal. It's like every aspect of your day just changes. It just makes it so much more difficult to do things at night. There's really not a lot you can do.
When Hurricane Maria struck Puerto Rico on September 20th, 2017, it caused $90 billion in damage and almost completely destroyed the electricity grid. All of the 3.5 million American citizens in Puerto Rico lost power. 7 months after the hurricane, at least 50,000 people are still in the dark. It's the largest blackout in U.S. history, and according to some, the second largest blackout in world history.
I think the biggest inconveniences are refrigeration, just the use of electronics, because basically my job depends on it and my studies depend on, you know, I have to use my computer. Also, washing your clothes is a big project now. I could mention like 100 more examples of how it's affected our daily life, but yeah, I don't think we'll have time for that.
The Army Corps of Engineers says that nearly everyone on the island should have electricity by the end of May. But the question remains, why is it taking so long to restore energy access in Puerto Rico?
It's not an energy problem. It's a power problem. It's a problem of the lack of power of the people to control their life.
Juan Rosario is an environmentalist who has served on the board of the Puerto Rican Electric Power Authority, known as PREPA. He's worked closely with several environmental justice organizations on the island for decades. According to him, the blackout is a direct product of Puerto Rico's lack of autonomy due to their status as a U.S. territory.
This is an island that is treated as a classical colony, so we are expendable.
Puerto Rico has been an American territory since 1898, when the U.S. military invaded the island. It ended nearly 400 years of Spanish rule. It is often called the world's oldest colony. Puerto Ricans are American citizens, but they cannot vote for president, and they have no voting representation in the U.S. government.
And with everything in Puerto Rico, the models we have creating in basically every aspect of our life are models that keep us tied to the U.S. economy.
Starting in the 1940s, the U.S. government tried to industrialize the Puerto Rican economy by offering tax breaks to manufacturers who moved to the island. In the 90s, those tax breaks were wiped off the books, and the Puerto Rican economy tanked. The government began offering tax-exempt bonds to make up for lost government revenue, bonds that they couldn't pay back. Puerto Rico now has more than $70 billion in debt. Almost $10 billion of that sits with the island's electrical utility, resulting in a shortage of funds and a lack of grid maintenance.
Maintenance was abandoned and new construction was basically abandoned, so the system was very weak already.
The weakened infrastructure, coupled with the strength of Maria, explains the extent of the destruction. But there were also problems with the response.
The emergency response funding had been driven basically by the U.S. big agencies like FEMA. In that sense, they are totally in charge.
According to the New York Times, when Congress passed a hurricane relief bill last October, Texas and Florida received their funding through grants. Puerto Rico was offered a loan. Additional funding for the island hasn't been nearly enough. In February, Puerto Rico was granted $2 billion to restore the power grid. They had requested $17 billion. The inadequate funding, combined with mismanagement on the ground, is a big part of the reason why some Puerto Ricans still don't have electricity. Thankfully, Puerto Ricans are working to democratize energy and bring power back to the island. Juan and many others have been working to implement local renewable energy projects in communities throughout Puerto Rico. In the meantime, thousands of Puerto Ricans wait in the dark. On April 18th, the entire island lost power again when American contractors damaged a large transmission line. We caught up with Rosa again to see how she was doing.
It's been almost exactly 7 months since we lost power, and we still do not have electricity.